Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi. I'll be ordained in January. And in Judaism, there's a specific portion. We call it a parsha, or a reading from the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, for every week of the year. And as we go through these readings week by week in order, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. And if you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. You can check out my website, lenegditamid.us. That's lenegditamid.us, not .org or .com, but .us. You'll find something very different if you go to the .com. You can make a contribution, which would be very much appreciated to support this work. And you can also check out all my other offerings and learn about me as a person and my journey. So I invite you to do that. So to this week's Parsha, last week's Parsha, I'm a little bit late, curses to blessings and Balaam. The name of the Parsha is Balak, of course, if you know that. But I didn't really, when I was reading it, you know, it's the story of the donkey, and there's Balak who goes to Balaam. They're both, neither of them is Jewish. They're both, or Israelites, they're pagan. And Balak, it's kind of like the story of Israel, of Passover. In the beginning, where he says, oh, these Israelites, they're getting to be too many. They're going to overtake us. We need to do something about this. And he goes to Balaam, who's a seer. He's kind of, I guess in a way, he's a prophet, but we wouldn't call him that because he's not an Israelite prophet. And he says, curse these Israelites for me. And so Balaam goes to God and talks to God. God talks to the Israelite God, which is kind of curious. And he says, this is what Balak wants me to do. And God says, no, you can't do that. You can only do whatever I say. Whatever you try to do, the words that will come out of your mouth will be what I want you to say, which I think is interesting. It's like, okay, how much control does God have? And the other idea of Balaam being why would he go to the Israelite God, right? So Balaam tells Balak this, and he's like, oh, let's go to this spot, and maybe you can do it from here. And so he speaks, and his curses turn into blessings. And he does that a few times, but the first time before he goes, he checks in with God, and God says, yeah, you can go with them. And then he gets on his donkey, and he's on his way, and the donkey sees this angel of God standing in the way with a drawn sword, and he's blocking their way, this angel. And Balaam, who's supposed to be a visionary, can't see this. This parsha is all about seeing, right? He can't see it. And he beats his donkey three times. And finally, the donkey speaks. And first of all, it's like, well, but God told me I could go. So why are you now blocking my way? Why are you putting an adversary in my way? Which is curious in itself, right? You just changed your mind without saying anything. So why are you getting mad at me now, right? Why are you angry and putting a block in my way? And so here is Balaam beating his faithful donkey because he can't see what his donkey can see. And finally, the God puts words in the donkey's mouth, and the donkey says, why are you beating me? Why are you doing this to me? What have I done to you? What have I ever done to you? Haven't I always shown you that I was faithful to you? And Balaam answers him like, as if it's an everyday occurrence to be talking to a donkey. Like it's the most ordinary thing in the world. So it makes it a kind of humorous, ironic story, right? Maybe the only one in the Bible. And then, so I told you that story. And then the whole Parsha, the Parsha ends with this bloody scene of Pinchas, who puts his sword through a whoring, I'm putting that in quotes, Midianite woman and her Israelite lover, because these people, the Midianites and the Moabites, are influencing the Israelites by these women sending their women to influence them by sleeping with them. And it's a crazy story, and it's very upsetting. So I was like, I'm in the country right now. I was away when I was doing this, and I was committed to doing my blog and my podcast, but I didn't really want to talk about all of these things and the difficulties. And I just wanted to talk about the gratitude that I had writing from the fact that I was in the country and telling you about the hammock that I was hanging in on the porch and how, you know, gazing out at the beautiful woods and sleeping in a tiny tent on the porch. My friend has a cat who's incontinent. She's so old, and she didn't want me to be disturbed by her having to get up in the middle of the night to feed her. So I slept on the porch in this tiny tent, and I got to gaze at the stars and watch we had a super moon, and watch the full moon rise and look at all the stars, which I haven't seen in, I guess, a year, because I live in New York City and you can never see the stars shining, you know. And there were just so many, it was so beautiful. And I got to go to her farm and drink raw milk and listen to the rushing water of a stream behind her house and rain on the leaves and all those beautiful night sounds, and hang out in the hammock during the day and go for a walk in the woods. And oh, we lay down in the path and went swimming in the sparkling pond, and there were no bugs anywhere because the humidity was so low, and the water in the pond was so clear. You could see little stones at the bottom. It was just so beautiful. And I floated on my back, and I just listened to the silence of the water filling my ears as I stared up at the sky. And it was so healing. All of it was so healing. But there was a contradiction there too, because I thought I was escaping the city and all of its dirt and my frustration of going to the park. And even when I want to go sit down somewhere in the park and I'm like, oh, I'm going to this beautiful spot, my regular spot, wherever it might be. And then somebody may have, you know, most likely threw some tissues down or some napkins or plastic, some kind of plastic. There's garbage all around. And maybe they threw their strawberry, the ends of their strawberries onto the ground. And it's so frustrating. And so here I was, I'm going to a clean place. And as we walked, my friend and I, as we walked through the woods down to this pond, we found tons of garbage strewn in the woods by local people who were all complaining about all the New Yorkers that have moved up there. And when we got down to the water, somebody was playing loud music at the edge of the pond. There was no silence. And this guy, he's just sitting there. He's carried this whole case of beer down to the water by himself, for himself. And he's throwing the cans wherever, who knows where. We found them in the woods. We find them all along, right? And he's got this boombox, and he's just playing it really loud and smoking his he's vaping, you know. And I'm like, can I just escape the garbage and the noise of the city? And I wished that I could ignore the garbage and close my ears to the noise and escape the negative. And I did that for a little while under the water. And we did swim far enough away that I could just kind of let it go and not be upset about it. And I was thinking about the Parsha, and I thought, well, sometimes we see things we wish we could close our eyes to and go on our merry way, and we can't necessarily. And sometimes we try to see things, but we don't, like Balaam and the donkey and this angel, because we all have our blind spots. Sometimes I wish I had more blind spots, like I could just ignore that garbage. You know, my friend started picking up a few things as we were walking. She picked up little bits of garbage, and then we came to the spot where there was tons of garbage by the cars. And she said, should I just, you know, we still had to walk further, and she's like, should I just add this to this garbage? And it was kind of ironic. It's like, yeah, I guess, you know, there are times when our eyesight is a blessing, and sometimes where it's not, or our hearing. So I want to just bless us with clear sight, and at the same time with enjoying and loving this world while we're in it, despite its imperfections. And may the curses that come from our frustrations turn into blessings, despite everything. And finally, may we be blessed with healing and say amen. Thanks for coming on this journey with me. Talk to you next week.